I remember picking her up from Barking Station, and we had this favourite place where we'd get our meals from. So Aisha said, you know, Daddy, is it okay if we go to that place to get dinner? So we all went there. And normally what Aisha would do is go into her room, tidy her bed and get ready to go into her room and sleep there. But this particular night, looking back at hindsight, you know, I think she knew that this was the last time she was going to see me. Because she said to me, Daddy, I don't want to sleep in the room tonight because I miss you. So can we all sleep in the living room, please? So we had dinner and we watched a film till late night. And then Aisha dimmed the light and she had her head on my chest. And that was the last time she was physically next to me. And the next day when we woke up, it's like the angels were already there. They were getting ready to take her life. Because she went around the whole house and she was touching everything. And she left a note inside my wardrobe saying how much she loved me. That was the last time.